Wednesdays. We hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria App Info.
We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Our first story this afternoon is a very sad one. Well, let's face it. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce, and I woke up this morning. Well, this is not the first time I heard it. It's just that I think that maybe this morning I kind of allowed myself to go where the feeling would take me. And I think maybe as a people, we could be blamed for something, because I don't understand how this keeps happening. I don't understand it. Well, yeah, a few days ago, the news reported that 33 people died in Kaduna. Well, they didn't die because death met them as a cause of destiny. They died because they were attacked. Their houses burned. Some sustained injuries. I saw a video of a mass burial that I couldn't watch. And so I even had a problem with a mass burial. I thought, well, what about if they were buried individually just to respect their existence, whatever that's worth, and to pay attention to the fact that this is one person from this family or two people from this family who are buried in this compound and who would be remembered by this family or whatever family members are left and those to be born. They'll remember, well, my father's buried here, or my mother's buried here. The whole mass burial thing was, I don't know, I think it just kind of scuttered my head a little bit. But even worse is how they died. So the death toll reported to, I think initially was less than 33. And then I remember one was reading the news, I think it was Monday afternoon, and then she said, oh, well, the number's risen to 33 victims of their attack in Kaduna State who were given a mass burial. Well, in the last few days, I also would love to draw your attention to the fact that last week we discussed 594 repentant insurgents who were rehabilitated by the Nigerian government. I want to believe that they've repented and the government forgave them and thought it would be fair to give them a second chance and weave them right back into society, give them things to do, empower them, and ask them to be of fair conscience and good, and be not just a brother, but be a brother's keeper. I also hear now that there has been another attack in Plateau State. I can't give you a figure because it's reported that the figures cannot be determined at the moment. The Plateau State governor directed security forces to identify those responsible for the attacks. It's said that scores of residents have been killed by gunmen who invaded at least four communities. According to reports, suspected bandits stormed the communities on Sunday night, unleashing a wave of violence. Now, in the news, the Northern States Christian Elders Forum say the recent killings in Benue, Taraba, and southern part of Kaduna have appeared to be the President Muhammad Buhari's administration's parting gift. This was in a statement on Monday. It was said that despite the security architecture in the three states, mass killings and destructions by suspected bandits were being perpetrated without any counter-offensive from the government forces. So that's also an active word in all of this, a counter-offensive. They accused the government of no counter-offensive. I remember the last time we discussed this, I was even in your hearing hoping that that would be the last time. But then I think I did mention that it was a moving story, and I was hoping that it would move from that horror to a certain development where I could come back and tell you that the government is not just doing their best. This is exactly what they have done to ensure that the last time we spoke about the killings of Nigerians anywhere in this country would be the last time you hear it. But unfortunately, I'm back again today, a few days from the last time we spoke about this, to discuss the killings happening in Nigeria. On Saturday, 32 people were killed, their houses burned by bandits in Kaduna. Well, some say 32, some say 33. April 8th, no fewer than 74 people were reportedly killed in Benue State. I did mention that the last time we spoke about the reintegration of repentant militants. And I feel that as a people, that there is something we are not doing. And I know you, like me, are asking yourself, well, what can I do? I probably would be able to do something if I can. The Nigerian Security Force, or forces, they say that they are doing their best. They have invested in their own security architecture to ensure that the fight against terrorists is stopped. And so more things should cross your head. Like, now we're still reporting the killings of innocent Nigerians. I guess what would happen eventually, maybe at some point during the course of the year, these once again would repent, and then we get them back into society. And maybe I want to ask, is this how things are going to continue? It's worth pointing out here, it's worthy of note, that by the Benue State governor, he said that 2 million Benue natives are in the IDP camps. 2 million. So I'm assuming that's a rough estimation. So let's say 1.5 million. Let's say 1.8 million. Let's say 2.1 million. We're not even sure, so let's just work with what we have. 2 million natives in IDP camps. I don't have all the facts, but I think it's more horrific than I am capable of painting in your mind. And maybe another angle to this is, for me, it's the burden of how is this conversation another day? It's just conversation another day. I'm going to come here, we're going to talk about it. But I can't guarantee you that this is the last time we're going to hear of it. Well, in my mind, I'm out of ideas. More like, I'm out of words. So I welcome you to the show this very beautiful afternoon. Beautiful because indeed the day is beautiful, but for some, in Taraba State, in Plateau State, Benue, Kaduna, it's probably not a beautiful day. It's probably not. In fact, it most certainly is not a beautiful day. So, Lagos, Nigeria, I ask that you extend your graces to this conversation and let's talk about where we are. And I will take whatever you give me. I know you can only give as much as you have by way of opinion, emotions, considerations. I'll take what you give me. I'll take what you give me. But God, I know that whatever we give ourselves, whatever we'll put on air this afternoon, is not enough. With that, my name's Joyce. Welcome. You're on the sunny side. This is 99.3 We're Nigeria Info. Let's talk. +1 400 993 993 993 and 01 465 7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Make it back. You're on the sunny side. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good morning, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Are you still in bed?
This is Don Dupe from Sabayaba.
Good
Joyce,
to have you.
Quick one. This is the time. I'm not happy at all about all these things. And this is the time the person that called you the other day and was telling you, my country. Let him call you now and start telling you my country again. Let me know. Let us see the kind of country we have here. Let me know what you will contribute. Thank you very much.
The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
No. Something is not too clear. You're going to have to speak closer to your mouthpiece.
It's okay now.
Let's try. What's your name?
Okay, it's CJ.
Welcome, CJ.
Yes, you see, that matter, when it broke out a few days ago, that related me a lot. Joy, you need to understand, if you have time, go and read the book of by Chinua, let Chinua check the what he said about this, about the country, that was a country. You see, this problem may not be averted overnight, in the sense that where the problem started was 1967, after the Civil War. Zeke warned Ojukwu about this. And there was a woman, Agnes Soko of Okodo Dozobodo, tell him not to go out to that war. Immediately, the right people that are supposed to be ruling this country lost the grip of power. That's when Nigeria problem started. And I don't know how we're going to do about it. Except the day that the right person goes into power that lost this country, do know that day that God has forgiven the sins of Nigeria. But as it is now, the problem, I don't know how we're going to handle it. Thank you very much.
Mm. This on your side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Can you hear me? Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome. You're the sunny side.
Agree with the last caller.
What's your name?
My name is Mazuda.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. There's a lot of things that plays out on the ground far back. But now, I'm accusing RFI and the president of Nigeria not to stop all these things.
Not to stop the killings?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sure. And again, now I'm approaching accusations. But no problem. It remains 1 month. You understand?
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Why do you say they shouldn't stop the killings? Are you drunk?
No, I cannot say it now. How this is because it looks trapper or it looks, I think, what happened during the time of war. But how the war happened. So I don't want to say it here.
I mean, even the one you said sounds... Stop. Stop, please. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Hello, yeah. Good afternoon.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Thank you very much for calling. It's good to hear.
Joy, you see... I'm really feeling pain. Seriously. My condolences to the families that lost their loved ones. But how long are we going to continue this condolence? It's so painful that we find ourselves in this quagmire that we no longer have value for human life. It's so painful. So we count people... Now that how many died, like, we are counting some commodities.
Is there any reason your radio isn't turned off? Any reason at all? Because I'm getting the feedback here.
It is painful. Very painful. Very, very painful. The way forward is now.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Tell me your name.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very
good
much.
Good afternoon, Joyce Oyemoha.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Name's Wumi.
Welcome, Wumi.
You see, Joyce, it's really palpation of the heart. You see, the way you paint the picture, it shows your human feeling, how you are moved. I'm nearly tears now. Because just imagine there in the studio, the way you are talking, is that you have this empathy and sympathy with the people. It's that like you are there feeling the pulse of the people. The whole world is hearing you the way you are talking. And it shows the humanity in you. You brought it to the fore. And that's why you are carrying us along. And then, you know, the fact that they don't seem to know the value of life and nationhood. People who are ruling. You know, they don't know what it takes to be able to fashion out a way. You can be homeless. Become displaced within your society. Where do we move from here, Joyce? How are we going to tackle this problem? We are an integral part of us, these people. Because we are here in Lagos, might be another part of we feel safe, but we are not safe. Not safe to say that if our brethren, our brothers and sisters there, have been displaced, how then do we feel safe here, Joyce? That is the big question. How do we move forward, my sister? That's our contribution.
That's not a contribution. Those are questions. I mean, you called me to ask me the questions that I was... hoping you had answers to. Well, thank you, of course. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not surprised you don't have answers. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah,
good afternoon to you. Tell us your name. You go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm hearing you.
Okay, then you speak then.
Look, this policy, well, last we're debating on sheriff program. How many people 2011 to 2015? How many people died since 2019 to 2020? A human being, no, not chicken, no. And the funny thing is that we have security agents. Look at what happened the other day. The 5 years old, they be. And the people, are they invisible human beings? We have a government who promised to protect the people, life and property. And all this thing is happening. And some Nigerians will come out. It happened the other day. It happened. No! Oh, God. Joyce, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I figured. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. I would love to put it this way, that there are Nigerians, an extension of you and me, somewhere around town, that were alive last week, not alive today. Not because of fate, but because destruction came knocking at the door. And so here now, there is the huge question of how much of what our security personnel is doing is good enough. Because I think this doing something, and that there's doing something that's good enough. These situations, these consistent development pose questions. And look, I sincerely extend my understanding to our military structure and the architecture that they have to work with, but is this the reality Nigerians are left with? It's a question you'll have to answer when we return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Worthy of Note.
We hold it to be worthy of note on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. It's good to have you here if you have just tuned in. I think I can afford one conversation before commercial, before a break. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Afternoon, thank you for calling. Good afternoon. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Market Woman.
Go ahead, lady. It's good to have you here.
See, Joyce, all these, our elites, all these, our politicians that have been in power since all these years, they don't deserve to be there at all. All these things, they are the cause. And if they don't remove her from this country will not get peace. That is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side. It's good to have you here. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Hello, welcome. Sorry, I lost you. If you'd make it back, that'd be great. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello?
Speak up for me. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Hello.
Afternoon to you. This is who? Okay, I'm sorry. It's not, the line isn't clear enough. If you can, I'm going to ask that you please call back. We'll go for a break right now. When we come back on the other side of 1 o'clock, the conversation will continue. You're on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome, and I hope you know what's happening. And as tragic as this news is in aspect, in weight, in content, it is necessary that if you're listening to Nigeria Info, that you know. And there is, you could be forgiven if, say, life is happening with you so quickly that you just really want to pay attention to the things that concern you. You could be forgiven, but I think it's also necessary that you extend your attention to the things that could be happening, and then maybe where necessary, you give a view, give an opinion. And as a Nigerian, you hold your own fort strong enough to be one pillar that would count to the furtherance of the cause of this great nation. And I say that both in an objective sense and in a subjective sense. Welcome to Worthy of Note. And this, I mean, there are things I would love for you to take note of. This should not be one of them, but it's in the news, and indeed it's worthy of note. In Plateau State, a number of people attacked. the number yet to be determined. And in my head, I'm wondering how many people exactly, how many times. Why are we having these things occur in an almost perpetual manner? A few days ago, Kaduna State, I hope you saw that video. Maybe like me, you don't have the stomach for gore, but I really hope you saw it. Because maybe it gives you a picture to the things we're discussing on radio this afternoon. The Christian groups say that the present government appears to be leaving with those from Benue, those from Taraba, those from Plateau State, a parting gift. And it's not any kind of, this is not a gift. This is tragedy. This is tragedy to the nth degree. This is tragedy of not just one generation. This is tragedy that extends itself two generations. This is sad. This is vile. It is evil in a way that only good can terminate. Only truth can silence. Only the good can conquer. So from 33 people being killed in Kaduna State, to what you are about to hear out of Plateau State and to the situations happening in Benue, let's talk about the killings. And look, this is a very crazy question, but I'm going to ask regardless. And I'm asking this question to understand how difficult this is for you mentally. One day, maybe sometime this year, these bandits could approach the government and say, "We want to really repent. We're sorry for what we have done, and we would ask that you forgive us." And the government is going to be left with maybe little to no option and forgive them, pardon their sins, take the arms, and try to re-educate them so that they're properly incorporated into society. And maybe I'm going to be on air that day and I'm going to have to talk about it. But before that day comes, I want to ask, if these bandits surrender to government and say that they are sorry, what do you think? What do you think? This is a very difficult conversation to have. You see, because it's happened every year in the last how many years? It's happening every month in the last how many months? These days, it's like it's happening every other week. We just report what's in the news. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're talking the debts of Nigerians, an extension of you and me. Let's talk on Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
I'm Elvis.
Welcome, Elvis. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. My name is Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
Yeah. I think there was a particular time you played a video or you said something that because they come for the Jews and the Jews were attacked, nobody said anything. They came for the Greeks. And they attacked the Greek people. Nobody said anything. They came for the Catholic. They attacked the Catholic. Nobody said anything. So there's one thing I know. When you see evil, because the evil has not come to your house, you don't want to say anything about it. By the time those people who are being mowed down would have gone and that evil comes to you, those who you have talked and shouted when they were being taken would have come to your rescue. That is exactly what is happening in Nigeria. Just because we feel we are all comfortable at our various places, these things are happening, nobody is talking anything. People are so much interested in the election and the outcome of it. Nobody is interested in discussing how the security of this country will be. There was a time you asked before the election, the reason people should vote or why they have not made up their mind to vote. I was among the people that told you that the system does not allow anything to work. So at that, I wasn't inspired to say I will vote or I will not vote. I also gave example because of the reason of my inability to have collected the PVC that I would not vote. So, Joyce, the essence of all I have said is because somebody is in detention today because he was demanding for a better way of life, a better way to live. He was demanding for a referendum. That is the reason the court in Nigeria has tried to see what to look into his case, and they found nothing guilty about him, and he is still there. Then sometimes people will come out and say they have repented of what? And somebody who is innocent is incarcerated. In fact, the evil that people allow to thrive will always live to meet them. If we look at this and we continue to look at it and nobody is saying anything, it will consume the rest of us. I think election we are running up and down is not the most critical thing we should be talking about. We should talk about how we should live as a people in this part of the world. Are we in Stone Age? This era is where, at this particular period, we are talking about the number of human beings that have been killed. We are not talking about the science people. Elon Musk and others are going to the space and doing wonderful things technologically. We are counting the grazing route. We are counting the number of people that we bury in mass number. It is quite saddening, Joyce. Thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And if you are wondering as to the quote he was actually referring to, the name of the one who had the quote or the one to whom the statement is accredited to, his name is Martin Niemole. And the quote is, "First, they came for the socialist and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me and there was none left to speak for me." Martin Niemole. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. We're talking about the deaths of Nigerians and what this does to the spirit of the nation, what this does to Nigerians, particularly Nigerians, whether in Taraba, Plateau State, Benue, what this does. And you see, there is a material cost to loss or evil that's allowed to succeed. And then there is now the immaterial cost of evil that succeeds. And it just, it takes, I hate that this is still a conversation. I just hate it. I hate that it's a conversation. I hate that we have to come here every day talk about the same thing. They've killed 15 people here. They've killed 30 people here. There was a mass burial for 33 persons. So I want you to understand what I mean when I talk about that mass burial thing. I don't have the names of the 33 people buried in Kaduna. And that's just, what, less than 4 days ago? 3 days ago. Less than 3 days ago. And so, well, there are others who have been killed. So it's as though we now are left to refer to them as, or we represent them numerically. There isn't an identification to the person. It could almost mean that even though it's a person, it's more a number than a person. It's wild. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Welcome to the show. How are you? Remember the volume of your radio set.
This is Grandma Victoria from Lagos Island.
Thank you very much for calling.
Isn't it ironic to find out that in spite of it all, Nigerian nation has voted for a socio-political system that is crushing up and is killing and maiming the younger generation, the future generation. A political culture that is practicing humanity that doesn't have any impetus to be kind to the human race, that is destroying the works of creation of God.
Is it possible? Pardon me. And this is just me asking you to expand the logic here. Is it possible that there is the philosophy of what is a political culture, and then, as has been reported even in the past, that there are elements within that culture that are malevolent, that are the evil seeds that perpetrate these things? Do you understand what I'm trying to import here?
Yes.
Yeah, so it leaves us with not just the culture to contemplate, but then the elements that make up that culture. So it's not just the social culture. It's not the political culture in isolation. Because if you say that, you're also saying that it's everyone within that political culture. Would that be correct? Do you think everyone who makes up a part of the political culture are the ones who commit evil?
Not really. It's because the system really permits evil.
Okay.
The system takes glorification in maiming and killing and creating sorrow.
What do you think about the times that they have come out to rebuke terrorists and, kill some of them? They've talked about killing quite a number of them. And then the times that they have forgiven them. So they seem to have given you something to refer to here.
I think the whole thing is premeditated. And there is no willingness to curb the horrific situation.
Okay.
And without the power that be, this thing cannot continue as it is going on, because no single person is even allowed to carry, by our constitution. We are not allowed to carry firearms, yet some people are giving AK-47, and they attack people. It's even it's an act of great wickedness. Not to humanity alone, but in the sight of God, for you to attack people who are sleeping people are deep in sleep. You go to their huts and villages, and you put petrol in their huts, and those people are running away from the huts. You are raining bullets on them just to take their land, because land grabbing is at the root of this thing. And it's more or less, I know one of the generals the retired general in the country has given us a pre-warning that this thing will continue like this if people are not careful. That these people will continue to maim and to kill us.
Careful.
So at the high time, I think it is high time. People who have conscience in this nation, people who are respected, should not keep mute. They should speak out. They should speak out. All our leaders who have the conscience in their heart should speak out now, because God is watching us. It's not
Thank
fair.
You. Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Being careful is not a strategy. And when I hear Nigerians say careful, I think that there are aspects to living that require carefulness. But in many other aspects, it's not careful that you need to be. You need to be knowledgeable, or you need to be willed, or you need to be both willed and knowledgeable. Careful is not a strategy. Careful is not a strategy. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I don't think the people who died were careless. I don't think so. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Joyce.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. The volume of your radio set needs to go down. Your voice needs to come up. You tell me your name, you go ahead.
Yes, I think you can hear me clearly now.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
My name is Stanley.
Welcome, Stanley.
Yes, please. I want to contribute on the topic you presented. The point here is that most of us here in Nigeria, we think that we are opportune to use other people's comfort and life as business, or whatever we can call it, until we realize that we are all human, and we have little or nothing to contribute in another way of showing ourselves. I don't know how to present this,
Because when I listened to your presentation this morning, it didn't make me to cry. Because I don't see the reason why somebody will intentionally be using people's life for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Evil doesn't need a reason to exist. Evil doesn't need an excuse to exist. It just wants to be evil. And it's evil latently.
Because this thing is totally evil. If you look at it, you go to court, you find out that a neighbor, just give you an example, somebody fight with his neighbor, and the other guy gets other one killed. And when you go to court, he'll be prosecuted. Yes, normal. The law has to take its course. But now, a group of people destroy their community. And in a few days, we hear that they are forgiven.
What do you think about the forgiveness part of it? Because
that is not even a forgiveness to talk about it. It's not a forgiveness. It's a manipulation of the society. It's not a forgiveness. There's no forgiveness there because you can't come and kill my father, destroy my home, kill my people, and in a few days you tell me that I forgive you. Is it a forgiveness? No. Let's be reality. I mean, let's be realistic here. When you perpetrate evil and find that there's an umbrella you can run to, so you will be like, okay. It's not a forgiveness. There's no word of forgiveness there. Nothing like forgiveness in none of this. Because if you look at it, you see that other people that are doing this now, their plan and their hope is in the long run, maybe in a short time, they will be forgiven and be recruited in a society again. So it's not a punishment. There's no punishment. There's no forgiveness. It's not a forgiveness. It's not a strategy of government using this to destroy other people. It's a clear word. How can you just be killing people for nothing, for no reason? Okay, if there is a demand these people are making, since we know that we cannot win them, let's join them. Let government give them their demand. Let them, you understand? If they want to escape, let them give them a seat. Is it better? Is it more better? At least let's live in peace. You understand? Right. Okay. Whatever they are demanding that we know that we cannot do it or we can't afford to handle it. Let them take that. And let Nigeria be in peace. Because in one way or the other, like we are in Lagos, wherever we are in Nigeria, people will be feeling that we are in comfort zone. But in one way or the other, this thing is affecting us, all of us. All of us. There's nothing good in violence, in war, because this is a war. I can't imagine. Okay, let's just take it this way. Look at how you present this story now. You are not just presenting it because you are working in a radio station, but you are presenting it in a sense to show people this is a human being. This is human. You haven't been, nothing hurts you. I don't know how to present it, but I can just, let me use the word that this has not, your leg or your hand have not been cut from these people, but you feel the pain of those that have been in this shoe. You understand it? If the security agencies in these zones can feel the way you feel, Nigeria will be better. If governors and ministers that in these very communities can feel the way you feel this morning, Nigeria will be better. If president and whoever that is in charge of this thing can feel the way you just feel this morning, I think Nigeria will be better. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Just speak up for me, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, see, I was born into a family, and I was once told that, in fact, for like, let's say 35 years, 40 years now, I did not see my uncle for one day because I'm from the north.
What happened to him?
He went to the school and carry him. His leg was bad. He couldn't run when other people were running. And he was carried. We don't even know whether he's alive or he's even dead. Yes. And I'll come out today and say, I forgive these people. Joyce, if I Anytime I hear about this kidnap, I just feel up.
What year was this? What year? What state?
This is from Bauchi. As in, I wasn't even born. My mom told me the story that they could not even see this. In fact, they keep on praying. They keep on telling them he's alive and he will come back. Up to today, this man is not back. That was how many years ago? Joyce, I'm angry. In fact, I traveled back to my state like 6 years ago. What I saw these people, the night they carried that guy, was even like, is it today? Today is this going to be the end of my life with my daughter?
All right.
So why? In fact, I don't even know the reason.
I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's worthy of note. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 29 minutes past 1 p.m. It's necessary that Nigerians are not just in the know, but that they draw their consciousness to knowing, to be aware. And that would include that would include not just knowledge, but that you give the knowledge spirit. Because it's when knowledge has spirits that you feel, and then you can tell whether something is good or bad. And if it moves you, God alone knows how good you're going to move when you are moved by the spirit of something or for something. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And today is another day. Another day being Nigerians, another day where those alive are speaking of those who have died. And those who have died could have remained alive if they weren't snatched. It's that their lives have been stolen from them forcefully, their properties destroyed, their names erased. Their names erased. So maybe the family members would remember them. And that's why I thought that the mass burial thing, I don't have a choice to decide what I like or what I don't. But I wish that it wasn't a mass burial so that we know their names. So that we know who we have laid into the ground. Because it remembers, or at least it helps us remember why we have laid them in the ground. Nigeria must come to knowing, and that knowledge must have a spirit, and that spirit must have a reason. The sunny side is worthy of note. My name's Joyce on Nigeria Info. I can send a few more minutes to this conversation, so let's talk. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Anonymous from Ikorodu.
Thank you for calling.
All this killing is so sad, it's very unfortunate. But the question is, those people, our law, Allah, those people that are killed, and you come out and say that you have repented, and Allah then said that you have repented and forgiven.
Pardon me, sorry, lady. Pardon me, lady. Your line is unclear and your words are falling away. I do apologize. You're going to have to hang up and please call me back. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. You tell me your name. You can go ahead.
Godman, yeah.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
You just even mentioned why this goes on. Because time when there's no... Normally, we should be having capital punishment for these wicked kind of human beings. Where it really touched me? I saw an image of a little child, a baby. I saw them slaughtered. I saw you cut off their neck. And I mean, the image of, that's the one that got to me, that this little baby, you don't even have mercy on the child. Help. You know, so I think that's...
Why are you dancing?
What?
Are you dancing? You're moving around.
Okay, all right.
Oh, sure. I can hear you. Just stay put. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So if there's no punishment in the Bible, if you kill a man, you have to die too. That's capital punishment. You know, but there we go. You just tell them, we forgive you. You destroy peace and you're forgiving somebody. Even if you say you want to forgive them, lock them up. Lock them up to just spend some time in prison. They're supposed to even die in the first place. Kill them. If you're willing, we go roughly. But now you want to forgive them and let them out into the society. Some of them will just feign to be repentant and then go back and do them more atrocity. Mm. So that's where the problem is. Look at Peter Obi, for example, when he was, when he came after the election and he came up, the first thing is he gave 1 minute silence for those who have died. That's someone that has empathy. Those are the kind of leaders we're getting them. The kind of leaders we have now don't even have value for life. And that's why I think every Nigerian, look, when Jonathan was down, there was a protest on this whole thing. It's even worse now. And nobody's protesting against him.
They
said against Big Love Jonathan, sitting down there, doing nothing. You need to get the right people in the right place. Peter Obi would have been, and that's why I'm pleading to Nigerians. It's not over until it's over. Let's support Peter Obi in this court case. Let's see that the victory, the mandate that was stolen, is restored and given back to the people. That's all.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, how are you doing? You're on the sunny side. If you can hear me, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah. This is Nayama calling.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I know that this is a politically motivated act. I might be wrong. I might be right. What I'm saying this is that during that election, all these killings, they come to rest. Everywhere was calm. But after the election, the thing started again. As if there is something that is, as in, there's something. After the election, everything, everywhere started being abnormal again. So what I'm saying is, during that our cash crush, the governor of Kaduna State, he fights like a man with a Kogi State governor, with one other governor. There are three people that fight, that make that...
I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon, George. How are you today?
Holding up. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Good to have you.
This topic you just brought today is a challenge at our collective sensibilities and conscience of the nation. We're all the humans, as in their numbers. And by referring them in numbers, we lose sight of what matters to us as humans. Mana, death, the cool hands of death snatches people away from us. Who, like you rightly opined, were supposed to be with us today. It reminds us of the constant struggle, man, the raging war between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It also reminds us of the people, like you said, that along with knowledge must come spirit. And when that spirit comes, what do we do with it? Because our docility and inertia in this part of the world has created a promiscuous atmosphere for what is happening. We have elements of evil in all sectors and fibers of the nation who have, by their actions and inactions, condoned what is happening. You talked about the mass graves, that of course, their families would love to remember them. But we are so tired of even composing dirges. We cannot longer compose dirges for those that we have lost, because some of those deaths were preventable. And then tomorrow, we start talking about forgiveness for those perpetrators of these evil acts. The question is, forgiveness on the basis of what? Is it on the basis of justice? Is it on the basis of equity? Is it on the basis of fairness? Or on the basis of complicity? It is a challenging topic, my sister, and one that we should all ponder over. And we will ponder over it, the knowledge that it gives to us or that emanates from whatever we have been able to filter from events unfolding, will give us the spirit, and that will lead us to action. Because a serious nation cannot continue like this. The question is, what premium do we place on the life of a Nigerian? What is the value of an average Nigerian?
Thank
you. It is a wonderful topic. Thank you.
the sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here. But it's not beautiful there. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Tell us.
Hello.
Your name. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Joy calling.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Know what happened. You know, one day I ask you that this Satan where they pursue for heaven, now Nigeria they stay, now I be resident where they stay, they do work. Because I don't understand. Okay, you they we they discuss that day for your show how they want to they have repented. Some people say forgive them. How can you forgive this kind of people? This kind of people, the way they kill people, slaughter them, that is how when you catch them also, that is how you will slaughter them also. Because you must get rid of them. They don't repent because they will continue to taste for that blood. The blood is too much. There are people you will forgive, not this kind of people. So when they begin to forgive them, who is behind all these things? Because if they say they are killing those people in government, their family, they will not
wait,
leave
wait,
them
wait,
like
wait,
that.
Please.
Okay, I'm listening.
Please. No, we're not going to solve this with the way you're going. And remember, given that you're on radio, you have to modulate your commentary that it's not inciting. Thank you very much. I do appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Remember the volume of your radio sets. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Joyce, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
John Colley from Mogba.
Thank you for calling.
Joyce, remember before the election when you were talking about people obtaining their PVC, I told you that election is not the way to go now. You can see exactly what happened during the election. You see what happened? That people, listen, hear me out. People will always find a way to manipulate. And see what happened now. We are in a quagmire. After this, of the election we conducted, that election is inconclusive by now, except that the case is in court. Now, let me address the issue at hand now. There is more to this than meet the eye. I'm telling you, okay, how can some people wake up and be killing people, and you are forgiving them when there is no sign of remorse, when there is no sign of... I can't understand this. Honestly.
So those who have been forgiven by the state, at least by an obvious degree, it is assumed that they are remorseful, and that's why they have gone to the state to surrender.
What is the parameters used for their remorsefulness? What are the parameters? What are the indices?
Okay.
Can they tell us? That is number one. Then, like what somebody said, the political class, they are all culpable. The NIC, they are all culpable. The Kaduna State government is also culpable. Why is it not very porous? Why is it not so volatile? Why is it that during the cash crunch that it was volatile, that it was outspoken? And the pressure groups have not seen anything because they are comfortable with their comfort zones. Honestly, there's more to this than media. And we pray it doesn't consume us. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to a conversation where, in honest summary, it's the living talking about the dead. Exactly what the horror movies are made of. Nigeria
Info.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. My name is Ethan Godwin. I'm calling from Lekki.
Thank you for calling.
Like what some callers have said, I listened to your introductory and I was really, really touched. But I have a question to ask. Because I believe those bandits or maybe unknown gunmen, they can enter society and then carry out attack for over maybe 2 to 3 hours without any security agency, or there's no informant or any information that can get to them for them to get there. So my question is, how are they able to get, say, maybe to the community, maybe 1 or 2 or 3, carry out attack for over like 3 hours, without them being pegged back? So it baffles me that this kind of thing will happen in the country, but we have government, we have authorities, we have, security agencies all over the country, and upon that, they cannot say apprehend this perpetrator. So it bothers me that maybe there's a lot of questions that government needs to answer, because Like you said now, they did some, I think, mass burial, that was on Sunday. And then they buried over 30 people, you know, in a mass burial. So my question is, how are they able to carry out this attack without any one of them being apprehended? So it baffled me for an answer, because I can't still imagine that the kind of thing can happen in this kind of society where we have, you know, there's a mobile phone everywhere. So can anybody in the society be able to get to any security agency for them to maybe carry out any quick response, you know, to prevent this kind of attack? Like the one you said that happened in Plateau State now. The one that happened in the one you mentioned earlier now, we have not accepted that one. And that one has happened. So my question is, how can government be able to handle this kind of situation? Because this country, it just led me to answer that maybe what too much we say that the other country. So we are just living in, so we have a country right now, because what is happening in Nigeria today, it doesn't mean we believe that we are not yet a country. So that is my take.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, I don't have all the questions. I can refer to what's in the news, by the way. If you remember, sometime last year, the president, Muhammad Buhari, said that he had done his best for Nigeria. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Oh, make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Plenty messages. Hello, Joyce. The present government has nothing to offer than borrowing, sharing money. The only security moves the government knows is to flood all eastern region with military to intimidate us. But it's all coming back. Thank you very much for your message. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Death of innocent Nigerians to the nation is evil, a great setback, and loss of trust on brotherlyhood. Adebola, thank you very much for your message. I have a Chima here who says, a nation that has no leadership is doomed and blind. Most of our politicians are busy battling for political offices, not knowing that the country is sinking to oblivion. Loss of lives have become normal in this country, and some people move around with assault weapons. The silence of those who should provide security for people is what I call criminal conspiracy. Thank you very much for your message. The sunny side, many years ago, armed robbers were publicly executed, and that helps the country reduce the crime. Why should bandits be forgiven? They should be executed publicly, as it will help reduce banditry. Uzo, thank you for your message. Let's see, who's here? The same people that is forgiven. Hold on. I'm going to check this one out. Hello, the sunny side. This is lengthy. Do me a favor. I don't have all the time in the world. So your message has to be to the point. Compress it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Innocent blood being shed almost daily, and we think Nigeria will move forward, and the blood of the innocent won't cry out for vengeance. Check countries where innocent blood are being shed en masse and see what they become. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Lost you. Well, I can't hear you if you would call back, given the time left. Maybe. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joy. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Good afternoon.
These people that are sharing blood, the sin of Adam and Eve is upon our head today. And this blood they are sharing, the sin, it will be upon their head or their children's head. Their children will inherit the sin. The blood will never forgive them.
Yeah.
Those people that are encouraging them, all of them will share the same blood. It will be on their head and their children's head.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you? I'm sorry, maybe it's the weather. Hello, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Yes, the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Good afternoon, my sister Joyce. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
This should be calling from Ikeja, Joyce.
Good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Joyce, you know, I have a different view to this.
Oh, okay, sure.
We have lamented too much. We have cried too much. I don't want to cry again. I remember my mother, my grandmother, an illiterate.
I used to steal from her purse. One day she caught me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm listening.
You see, when war was no more, she beat hell out of me. And that was the end of that crime. I didn't commit that crime again. I didn't know where had that language got into. When war saw war, war was no more. You see, I just want to tell people, I don't know whether your mom is alive or your dad. I don't know who is alive.
My dad is. My mom
is. Ask your dad who is Barrister Adigije. You know, a good lawyer. Ask him that this question. A hunter killed the woman's one woman's daughter and said the monkey is the meat that is a monkey meat, and he tasted the meat. And the mother stripped naked in the court and vowed that he would die and the vultures would eat his meat. Lo and behold, you know, this man had accident in a lonely place, nobody knew, for 2 weeks. Vultures, when they saw the vultures were already eating the meat. So I just want to tell Nigerians who can continue to keep quiet, who continue to keep aloof, it does not concern us. One day, you know what they say, they came for the Jew, nobody liberals, you know, one day when they come for you, nobody will have to speak for you. We have kept quiet so much and people are dying. This thing that has happened to people from Benue and Plateau, ask your dad too, the history of civil war. The colonels never killed Igbos. These are the people that killed Igbos, and today they are suffering it. And today they are in the Igbo land, all of them. People from Plateau. Go to my house. I have about Plateau, about 4 Kaduna people in my house everywhere. They're living in Olibu. But today, they were the people that suffered us. But you see, the history is turning today. Whatever anybody does, you think that you will escape from it, you're joking. You're joking. Joy, arrest my case. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. I think the living should talk about better things. I think so. But today, the living will speak on the dead. The dead that should be alive. The dead that have died unjustly. The Sony side. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Yeah, speak up for me. Good afternoon. Okay, so the network is holding you back, and if you would surmount it, then you'll find your way right back to me. The Sunny Side, hello, good afternoon to you. If you can hear me, I'm with you.
Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much for calling.
The last time you spoke about the same topic, the 41st attack, I just realized that day I couldn't call. I had to just cut off from the show, and I realized I was depressed all through that day. And it even dawned on me. I'm like, how are you guys coping? You guys at the radio station. Hope Nigerian Info is paying for your therapy, because I don't know how you people can keep hearing this same news over and over and over again. And you people still keep up a bright face and your chin up, and you still give the news every day. It's seriously depressing. This is only happening in Africa, and more specifically in Nigeria, every day. It's happening so much that the world doesn't care anymore, because they are like, okay, they are Nigerians. They can kill themselves for all they care. Because at the end of the day, they see all of us as Nigerians. They don't care if you're Muslim, you're Hausa, you're Yoruba, you're Igbo. You're all Nigerians to them. While those within Nigeria feel that, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than the other. It is sad. I told you in the past that, okay, I was born in Kaduna. I lived in Kaduna till I went out of Kaduna for my university study. This is systematic genocide, where a particular tribe, and especially a particular religion, is being... They won't tell you what they want, because what they want, you would not give them. So there's no need asking. They come, they kill you, they burn the house. You have to move somewhere else because you won't have money to build a new one. And they come in and take your place. And the government, which is still part of them, give them papers to back up the house that wasn't initially theirs. Look at the statistics today. Which of the states are actually productive in Nigeria? Which region are they from? They say, they're not as terrorism. But where I notice where a particular religion, I don't want to be specific, is well situated. You don't see this thing happening there.
So the government is saying that they have tried to deal with the issue. They have even reinforced their own architecture and manpower to ensure that they're able to curb the situation. But it does quite appear that somehow this thing tends to always slip out of the control or the hands of our own military forces. And one begins to wonder, how big is this issue? Are we even full aware of how big a problem this is?
Joyce, the military is not the problem. It is those in charge of the military that are the problem. They are already part of these people. Or can hits like your the adage you guys always use in your show, does hits drive out hits? It's still the same people that control the military that are still responsible for this. You would notice that the day that they want to attack a particular region, all of a sudden the security agency will move out of that region and they will come and they will do what they have to do and leave. Joyce, I've been in this country, Canada, for 6 years now. I am a service engineer by profession. I've traveled to at least 6 out of the 10 provinces in this country. There's a particular I see different tribes of Nigerians around, but there's one particular tribe that you will never see here. The only time I've seen them was when I went to the Nigerian embassy.
Hold on a second, please. I'm off on a break, if you can. All right?
Oh.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info.
This is Worthy of Note.
Hello, and thank you for holding up. Okay, so your thought, you were at the embassy? Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. I'm still here. All I'm trying to say is that it feels like at the end of the day, Nigeria is being funded by one set part of the country and the other country just sits down and expects things to fall for them in pleasant places. They expect you to do the work, but they want to reap the benefits. The Ruga bill that was pushed initially, people fought back. And now rather than going through the legal means, they are going through the means that, okay, they know you would not be able to defend against. It's baffling how they expect, this is 2023, and they expect Nigeria to still be in a certain way. The way people operate, especially when it comes to even cattle, for example, in this part of the world, it changed like in the 1700s. And in 2023, somebody who says they want land in every state that it will be provided by the state government for them. So I'm like, they can't get what they want legally. And I feel they are going through the back door.
Well, it's interesting that you're making that inference. It's the tragedy of this particular news is that I can't even infer that because that's not even reported. So it seems as though we have to even wait for authorities to investigate this, interrogate the killers, and then tell us what exactly is happening. Because if they fail to do that, then people like yourself begin to fill in the blank spaces with assumptions. And so we are left with conjectures that may not even properly profile the situation or characterize the situation. So I think I understand your import, but I can't even speak on that because I don't even have that as a solid point of reference. Do you understand my import?
Yes, I do. But looking at the past records, the past attacks, what regions were they attacking? What were the demographic of those regions being attacked in the past?
Look,
from my own understanding, those regions being attacked were Northern Christians. And this has been happening for years. I was young when even the Zango Kataf happened in Kaduna. I was in secondary school when the one of the beauty pageant happened in Kaduna. It's just history repeating itself over and over. As it seems that it's repeating itself over and over. Every at the slightest opportunity, they look for an opportunity to attack and kill those that are not within their own demographic. Because it feels like, okay, you sneeze today. Oh, you sneeze. It's against our own rules and regulation. A country where we say, okay, we follow the constitution, but one region has a different set of rules that they follow over the others. You can allow the taxes gotten from alcohol, but you don't want to allow alcohol being sold in your own.
Well, I mean, like,
I can
understand all the many things that can feature in this conversation, but I have to be off on a break because we have the headlines next. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. The sunny side. It's about 2 p.m. on the clock, and I have to be off on a break. It's a very formless problem that we have. And honestly, their assumption for the longest time has been that the military will give not just solution to the problem, but at least properly verbalize the form of this kind of chaos that every time we have to talk about. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. You're nothing without knowledge. And even worse, you're not alive without spirit. So you get knowledge, and then to your knowledge, you give spirit. And so what you do with that is eventually, maybe where needed, or say one day, that spirit is what gives you expression to will. Yeah, the will for something to prevent, to will, to make something happen, to stop something from happening. It's knowledge. You give knowledge spirit, and then you're capable of will. Otherwise, you're not alive without will. And I want to say, for sure, thanks to all the callers and those who sent in messages. And I wish I could really guarantee you that this story would end here, that this would be the last of it. But of course, it's a moving story, and I hope it moves into better circumstances, and we will try to furnish you with whatever information that we come by. And if there be any more debts, we'll talk about it. And I'm asking you to force yourself to look at it. To look at it. To feel it. And then ask yourself all the questions that need be asked. And think about your nation. And then one day you're going to have to choose what nation you want. Okay, I can cheer up a little bit. Okay, we have to let go of that particular conversation and hope that it's better from here. We're now on to, well, it's past 2 p.m., 8 minutes past 2 exactly. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We hold it to be worthy of note. And this time on that clock, let's talk about language and interpretation. So today on language and interpretations, you know, we get to focus on social constructs, particularly on Wednesdays. So the social constructs that I'm curious about is age. I hear some people have an issue with age. So you would hear something like, oh, well, you're too old. And sometimes they will say, well, you're too old for that position. Or, as may be even more common, the man is too old for the woman, or the woman is too old. Or you would hear, oh, she's married and divorced and has children. Nah, she's too old. Get someone younger. There's something called age shaming that happens in society. Yes. And I don't even understand that. So, hey, let's talk about it. Is it true that there is a certain time in a person's life where they become less qualified? In fact, in modern psychology, I've even heard mainstream psychologists say something like, the older a person gets, the lower their chances for something. So medicine, for example, they'll tell the woman, well, the older you get, the lesser your chances of giving birth. I even hear that at 35, your chances for, you know, birth in a traditional sense becomes narrower. So I've heard, I've heard some men shame women, say, oh, she's old. And then I haven't seen young people shame. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it on social media where two people are having a back and a forth and one says, oh, you're old. In my head, I'm thinking, what does that mean? Oh, one time I was talking to, I was speaking to someone, I'll leave it at that. And then he said to me, well, they think I'm old. And I'm like, there's no aging for creativity. Like, that's very naive a statement to make. So because we're referring to the creative industry and his job. And he was like, well, they think I'm old. I'm like, there's no aging in creativity. Creativity doesn't age. The human ages, but skill, in fact, it gets better with time. So why would, yeah. But there's this age thing. There's this age thing. So sometimes it's even your bosses who, like, this one is old. We need younger people. Let's talk. Is it true that there is a certain time in your life where age becomes a limiting factor? I'm going to limit it at that. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I've heard them say, oh, you're old, won't you marry? So, and they, I think I hear it more often when there are references to the woman. Okay, I've heard a few to the men, but mostly I think I've heard it to women. It's like, oh, you're old, won't you marry? I'm trying to recall all the places I've heard it and what it means. So let's talk about it then. On Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's 96.9. It's Cool F. Huh? It's a lie. I didn't just have a time travel moment. It's happening. Maybe that happened. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of Cool FM for a moment. The sunny side. Hello, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Are you hearing me?
Well, so you know what you're doing that's wrong. Can you get it right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I hearing you? Is it better?
Hello now.
Uh-huh. It's good. Welcome. Tell me your name.
Okay, good afternoon. I want to remain anonymous.
Hey, for real? Okay. What's it?
What happened is that this topic, the last guy that spoke before the break, he has said everything. He has spoken everything about what is happening in this country. What they used to say, what you really want, what you, that is everything about the
I'm lost.
Finish.
I'm lost. What are you referring to? What are you referring to?
The last caller has spoken everything concerning this topic that you raised.
About
the last
age?
Caller before the break. Before the break.
Oh, no. I'm no longer speaking on the killings. I'm no longer speaking about that.
Okay, that's what I want to contribute to.
Don't worry. So let's just hope that the next time you get the opportunity, it's on something better. Otherwise, we have to deliver the news that says that the president has done the work of redeeming all of us from death.
Okay, which topic are you discussing about now?
Language and interpretations.
Language and interpretation.
Yeah. It's okay. The construct of age shaming in society.
Okay. Okay, let me listen so that I can get an idea.
Good. Age shaming. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The sunny side on Nigeria Info. So, is there a problem with age? And does it get shameful after a while? I mean, people shame others with it. Old Kago. Heifer. You're old. What does that mean? And do you get to a point in life where age puts you at a disadvantage? Because I think that's exactly what people mean every time they throw it as an insult in the face of the one whom they're trying to hurt. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's Jack Collins.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with age.
Why wouldn't you turn off your radio? Is there any reason beneath the sun you wouldn't do that?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with age.
Are you sure?
The way we look at it.
Yeah, but how do we look at it? Like, how do we look at it? That's the question.
I always quarrel with people over these things. Like, sometimes if we are in the service, some young guys, okay, these guys now, they have no job, good job yet. So some old women will be telling them that your mate have married. I say, what? Did you ask this guy what he's doing? How are you asking him that his mate has married? You people are not encouraging these people. So I always hate that language. So it's the way they take it in this part of the country.
Mm. Okay.
Or if you want to go to school, you say, your mate, the one go school. Like me now, I say I want to go back to school again.
Yeah, there's someone saying you're too old.
Since I'm not educated, they'll say, your children, they go school. So is that their mentality, the way they look at that age? There's nothing wrong with age. You can achieve anything you want to achieve, no matter how old you are. That is how I see it.
Well, thank you very much for looking. Men, is this true for you when you want to choose a woman? You're like, oh, no. Is age such a thing that it puts someone at a disadvantage in your opinion? Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
This is Don Dupre from Taboyaba. Uh-huh. You see, this age of a thing you're talking about, I've encountered somebody that called me Baba. Then I asked him, how old do you think I am that you're calling me Baba? You understand? Then he said, you know what he said? He said, junior worker to me. I said, you know what he said? You are up to 65 years. I said, you don't talk to me again. Since you are mocking me that I'm 65 years, that I'm up to your grandfather, will you get that from my feet? You understand? Because I always question, don't call me the name I did not give myself. You call me Baba because you look at my face, you think I'm older than you, and maybe I'm older than your dad at home. So are you looking for that? Come on. It's an insult. I think it's an insult for you to call me Baba because you do not think, you don't call, I'm not your dog. Don't call me the name I did not give myself. Just call me Mr. Don. I'm okay. So they say, call you Mama, Baba, in order to mock you.
Yeah,
you say mockery, and
no,
you say you are respecting me. You are disrespecting me.
No, but hold on a second. In the Nigerian context, it is a sign of respect, particularly in some cultures.
Yes, I mean, those cultures, to me, those cultures are nothing to me. I don't like it. You don't see people and start calling people names.
Uh-oh.
It's only your dog that you give names.
Relax.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't like those cultures. In where I'm coming from, you dare not call people those that kind of name.
Don't be upset. I'm just trying to have a conversation here. Like, he is particularly someone has offended him before with this particular topic. Hey, it's good to have you.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. What's your name? You're the guilty one.
Michael.
Welcome, Michael. Turn off the volume of your radio set to speak up for me and you tell me how true this is.
You see, it's sad.
Why?
Let me talk about the women folks. They make it complicated.
Oh.
Now, my story.
Hurry up, man.
I have a woman. We are ex now. Who we met in the school time. So I took advantage of that academic thing and thought we are age mates. Only to find out that when she started childbearing, I accidentally came across the medical certificate she used in the clinic. Only to find out that she's 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. There's not a big deal. To me, there's no big deal.
Okay.
But she managed it so much that it becomes complicated.
How?
Yes. In the sense that, you know, official age thing. She was hiding it, even from me, the spouse.
Oh.
That she had a belief that if I get the truth, I may use it against her. That at a certain stage, we are grown up now. We have medical issue. And are you there?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Go ahead.
And this medical issue requires a true age.
Mm-hmm.
She was not going to say it. And instead of us now, as a couple, to go and see the doctor, she refused it, not wanting to reveal that story.
Reveal her age to the doctor.
She will reveal it without me.
Oh.
But my presence, she keeps denying it.
Oh.
Even though it doesn't mean anything to me, it was embarrassing.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds embarrassing.
So much that our health became
was in danger. I look at her. Let me help you. She will not succumb to submit to the fact that she's of age.
Yeah.
You know, at our age, there are medical requests. You understand?
Okay.
Your eyesight, your blood.
No, group, I get it. I get all that detail. That's not even necessary.
You understand?
I think the gist here is the fact that she even hit it. She was concerned that you would know it and everything would change. She hid it
and
from you. That's crazy. Yeah.
So, she couldn't trust. I don't know if it is our culture,
mm-hmm.
our way of life, or maybe the women folk, or general, but there's nothing about age. Just like you said, it's like the old wine.
I didn't say anything. I'm asking, more or less. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. The problem with age and society. Hello, welcome to Language and Interpretations. My name is Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
Yeah, my name is Chinewa. Yes. Joyce, what I see in this thing is some people that have a baby face. When they see some women that have a madam face, they'll be calling them mama. You understand? As if they'll just rank you based on your face.
Ah,
when they look at
you.
Your face, they'll just place you where they want to place you. Because they have a baby face.
I'm confused.
Once they see you.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm confused. Are you saying... No, I'm talking about the fact that people get judged based on age. So people could be disqualified, particularly because of their age. So someone might say, well, if she's married and she has two kids, well, she's old. Let's get something new. And then, or you would hear, well, this person is too old for the job. Let's get someone young.
What is the parameter to say, tell them their age? Some people say they will not even ask you your age. When they look at your face, they will disqualify you. You know, I don't know whether you understand
me. Yeah. I think now I understand what you mean. They look at you and then they judge you before they even get to know anything about you.
Yes, that's what some people judge. When they look at you, they will not, they just place you where they want to place you.
Well, that's, dumb, but yeah.
At this age of hello?
Yeah.
But what, where this matters is for women, reproduction. You understand, there's a certain age a woman will reach like this, 40, 50. So she might not be having chances of giving birth.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? That's a medical thing. It's not a problem that she created. How is that her fault, and how is she condemned by that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but some people, how people see it is what I'm complaining. Not about how you see it.
All right, thank you.
How people see it. All right.
Thank you. Look, this age thing is something. And hello. Oh, I lost you. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. How are you? The volume of your something? Radio set? Done? You're there?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Sonny.
Welcome, Sonny. Go ahead.
I just want to share my own
real quick
experience based on this age issue that we are talking about this afternoon.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Some time ago, I applied for a job, and unknown to me, I didn't read the criteria for the job clearly. I didn't get that portion of the criteria that said. If you are above 35, you can't apply.
Okay.
Unfortunately for me, after going through the interviews and all of that, so at the final stage, and I told me, how old are you? And I'm said, I'm 45. They said, no, you are more than, because in my CV, I didn't put my age.
Okay.
And in all the jobs I've applied for, I never lied about my age, and I never wanted to lie about my age, whatever comes
so
about.
What did they say to you?
Yes.
I have 20 seconds with you, real quick. You have to wrap up.
Oh, okay. So at the end of the day, I didn't get the job. I felt bad, but eventually, the person that got the job could not even do the job.
Oh.
You know. The person was not qualified. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the knowledge. He doesn't have the prerequisite to perform on the job. So they have to call me back and say, please, come and do the job.
Look at that. That's
quite unfortunate how Nigerians think that age is just a prerequisite for you to to be married or not to be married or to acquire this or not to acquire this.
Wonderful people. So, you know that age thing that they hang over your head, or maybe you are even the one who hangs it over people's heads. I want to understand it. Now, you might even have a case. The confusing thing for me is, how applicable is it? Okay, so I have Desmond in the studio already. It means that in about, actually, 1 minute. You know what? Take it from me. God willing, if the sun rises next Wednesday, we're discussing this topic. We need to understand the extent to which age is a hindrance or the extent to which social construct is silly. And as such, we've denied people opportunities and privileges, and we have shown ourselves to be not as intelligent as we would love to pose to be. We have posed ourselves as unintelligent people, which is against what we would love this perception to be. And I think if we can debate these things and properly understand it, if you're an employer of labor, you wouldn't disqualify someone who's competent on the basis of age. You see the last caller? Yeah, I sincerely even do apologize. I lost him halfway. Well, I lost him almost at the end of his submission. He was his 40-something and then didn't get the opportunity for the job. And then they called him back. I remember back a few years ago, you go for the banking job. They say you have to be 25 with 4 years experience. Well, that's the comical part, but you get what I mean. So thank you for understanding. And think about this. God willing, next Wednesday, we'll talk about age on language and interpretations on Nigeria Info with Joyce. In the now, this moment, Desmond Majakodumi is in the studio to talk about the environment and remind you that even though you're not the problem of climate change and global warming, somehow you and your backyard have a role to play. Well, enjoy.